Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we continue in the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. We're in week 4. It's 13 weeks of daily devotions. And each week is wrapped around a different topic of how God would have us to serve Him as we serve others. And this week is specifically looking at serving with courage. Yesterday we looked at courage which is successful. And really looked at that from God's perspective as success, being doing the right things in the right way, the right motives, the right attitude, the right purposes, because we're doing it God's way. Today is kind of a continuation of that, using another verse in the same passage, the same context of God speaking to Joshua, telling him to be strong and courageous. And today it's looking specifically at courage from God's presence. God commands Joshua to pay attention to his laws and his instructions, to follow them. And doing so would bring success. He reiterates to, again, be strong and courageous. That God's presence would be with him wherever he goes. I don't know about you specifically, but I'm guessing there are things that you fear. And what level of fear exists probably varies from person to person, and the things that cause the fear vary. But there's times where just having someone with us helps to alleviate those fears to some extent. And I believe especially if we know that that person has been through whatever that situation is, that they've gone through it, they recognize it, they understand. Having them with us helps us to have courage to keep going. I remember years ago in high school, went to a haunted house. It was kind of a peer pressure thing. It's the only time I've been to one. I really didn't have interest then. I don't have any interest today. I don't see why people enjoy those, but they do. And it was designed, obviously, as most haunted houses are, to scare you. But having my friends with me, even though they talked me into this, the thing that I didn't want to go to, they were still friends, kind of made it less frightening. We kind of laughed our way through the whole thing because we were together. And I think as God talks to Joshua and he says to be strong and courageous, that my presence will go with you wherever you go, that it helped Joshua accomplish all of the things that we read in Scripture that he was able to do. It wasn't a surprise to him. Joshua had served as an assistant to Moses for the past 40 years as they wandered in the wilderness, as God's presence would lead them. There's a passage that talks about Moses meeting God, the tent of meeting, the place where God would come and his presence would rest on this tent, and he and Moses would meet. The Bible says face to face as a man would meet with a friend. But there's a line, a verse in there that kind of gets overlooked because Moses is kind of the key character. But it talks about Moses would meet with God and then go out among the people. communicate God's desires, God's plans, God's instruction to the people. He says, but Joshua would stay in the tent. So Joshua was familiar with God's presence. And so by the time that he takes over the leadership, that God says, Joshua, you're next. It's actually God who tells Joshua that Moses is no longer living and that Joshua's in charge. And when God says, I will be with you, Joshua's experience with God led him to believe that God not only was with him, but would continue to be with him. And as I look at serving with courage and the courage with God's presence, the courage from God's presence, I think it has a lot of the same roots to it. The more we spend with time, the more we're familiar with God's presence, the more we spend time reading His Word, spending time in prayer, talking with God, listening to God, being aware of the presence of His Spirit, the more likely we are to serve with courage because of His presence. And when He calls us and when we're in those situations that we're uncertain about, we can know that He is with us because we've experienced it throughout our life. That day when God calls Joshua and says, be strong and courageous, my presence will go with you. It wasn't the first time that Joshua had spent time in God's presence. It wasn't a surprise to him that, oh, wow, God's going to be with me. He probably needed that reminder at that point in time, just as we need reminders throughout our life. But it's knowing that God is with us that ought to compel us to serve in the ways that He wants us to serve, even when, well, we lack courage of our own. There are places that I have been that I look back and I think, how did I do that? I remember my first trip to Russia to visit a friend that was doing mission work there and to do some teaching and help kind of work with the people that he was working with. It was actually the first time I had ever been on a plane to fly anywhere. I got on a plane and on several flights, connecting flights, flew to Siberia. And in the way it was set up because of his schedule, I wasn't even meeting him when I first arrived in Russia. I was actually staying overnight in a city on my own and then flying to the city that he lived in. And I didn't know the language. I didn't know anyone in this city. I grew up in the Cold War era where the idea of wandering Russia on my own was very frightening. And so my friend had arranged a friend of his to pick me up at the airport and take me to a hotel and give me instructions on how to get back to the airport the next morning. So I got to the hotel and I went into my room and I hid. And basically I spent time with God that entire night, not even venturing outside because I was afraid. After spending about 2 weeks, 10 days, I forget how long the first trip there was, in Siberia with my friend, it was time to go home. And it, kind of a reverse schedule. Was flying from his city back into this other city and had to spend a night. And then fly back to the U.S. But I had become familiar with God's presence helping me throughout those past 10 days or so. And even when his friend didn't show up at the airport this time to pick me up and take me to the hotel, I decided I could probably make it there on my own. My first attempt was to walk to the hotel, and thinking from my memory the first time that it wasn't that far of a ride, but I got lost. Somehow ended up in the middle of an industrial park and eventually found a bus that I could make out the word, the Russian word for airport, and made my way back to the airport and started this journey again. I got a taxi driver to take me to the hotel, but that experience of knowing God's presence had been with me when I checked into the hotel, I threw my stuff in the room and I went out wandering. I went out exploring. I felt safe because I had been through this once before. And I believe as we spend time with God, He prepares us for the times that are frightening. He leads us through things to remind us that He's there. We're living in some very uncertain times. Uncertain times in regard to health with COVID, and the news keeps talking about different variations that are starting to show up in different places of the world, and the uncertainty of whether the vaccines that are being created and administered have any effect on the new variations or not. Uncertainty in politics. Uncertainty in so many areas. And I believe God's message for His children today is the same message that He gave to Joshua. Be strong and courageous, for My presence is with you wherever you go. As we live life today, I believe God has equipped us to serve one another, to serve the people we know, to serve the people we don't know, with courage, because His presence is with us. Because we're really serving God as we serve others. Whatever opportunities God gives you today, and here where I live, we're under this winter storm advisory warning or something, and kind of evaluating the weather to see what Sunday morning looks like. Doing the Sunday morning broadcast a bit early compared to my normal Sunday morning so I can go to work and deal with the snow and clearing snow that needs out of the way. But the people that you serve, this morning in the children's Bible story that I read online on the weekends, was about Jonah. And Jonah, in one sense, was afraid. He was afraid of the Ninevites. They were wicked and evil people. He was afraid that God would actually forgive them, and then He would have to forgive them too. But God used Jonah in a mighty way to reach people that needed reached. And when we serve God with the courage that comes from His presence, we can serve people that we may have lived life afraid of, because His presence goes with us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've promised to never leave us or forsake us, that Your presence is with us for as long as we would willingly accept that presence and acknowledge it. Father, as we have opportunities to serve people, may we serve with courage, knowing that you are with us. May your presence help us to overcome the fears that we have, that the enemy tries to flame in our life and inflame and cause us to overtake our desire to listen to you and to follow your instructions. Father, may the courage that we live with come from your presence, knowing that you have been in every situation, that you will be in every situation we face. Father, today as we serve with a greater courage because of your presence, may we recognize your desire that we live in unity with you and in unity with one another. Give us the courage to base our life on our relationship with you, to base a unity with others on relationships that we have with you. May you empower us to have the courage to share Jesus with people, because your presence is with us. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would know that your presence surrounds them. May we live in such a way that the idea of your presence is not a foreign concept to them. May they, as Joshua did as he grew up under Moses, experience your presence, because we're living examples of how your presence can lead and guide and direct us. May the children see within us a desired pursuit of you that has courage because you are with us. Father, in those times where your Spirit motivates us and prompts us, as we respond to your word and to the needs that we see, and our response is fear, may you remind us through the people around us, through your word, through your Spirit, that we are not alone. May we serve with a greater strength. May we serve with greater courage, because we serve knowing your presence is in the midst of all we do. Father, as we seek to make Jesus known, may we fully examine our own life as to how people see us. As we consider the confusion that this world is in, may we fully examine what we're doing and whether we're adding to the confusion or whether we're bringing a sense of peace and calm. Father, may we live as those who are aware of your presence in the midst of whatever chaos this world throws at us. May your presence allow us and equip us to be the calming spirit within our social media groups, within our workplaces, within our schools, within the places that we frequent. Not because there aren't things to be afraid of, but because your presence is greater than that which is in the world. And so, Father, help us today to live with that awareness of your presence that gives us the courage to serve people and to serve them in the name of Jesus. Today, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.